NASCAR's 2011 season was successful in many ways. The Sprint Cup title came down to the last lap of the last race. Television ratings increased for the first time in several years. But when it comes to sponsorships, NASCAR teams have struggled recently. On Friday, Rusty Wallace Racing announced that it was temporarily ceasing operations and would not compete in 2012. In a statement issued yesterday, former Sprint Cup champion Rusty Wallace said, "We just didn't feel like we had enough sponsorship in place to accomplish all of our goals." He added that, "I've worked way too hard to put part of my life savings into a race team." The recent folding of NASCAR teams has led to something that's become all too familiar to NASCAR workers: layoffs. From WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff reports.
After the last race of the season, Tony Stewart held the 2011 Sprint Cup, and he was thankful.
For Office Depot, for Mobil 1, Chevrolet, U.S. Army, Tornadoes, Quicken Loans, GoDaddy, Ritz, Oreos, Coca-Cola.
Without all those sponsors, Stewart wouldn't have enough money to race. Yet even Stewart, the series champion, needed more time than usual to secure sponsors for next year. NASCAR's Jill Gregory, whose job it is to help teams find sponsors, admits her work is difficult these days.
Given the economic times, companies are just having to be very prudent and take some time to really figure out what they want to do with their marketing dollars.
Gregory points out that no sport is more closely tied to the success of its sponsors than NASCAR. After all, teams use those dollars to directly fund most of their operations. But as the economy has suffered and companies have slashed marketing budgets, fewer companies are willing or able to sponsor a top-level team. Teams used to get $25 or even $30 million from a primary sponsor. Now it's more like $18 or $20 million. So says John Driscoll with the motorsports marketing company, JMI.
The sport did get expensive. Costs rose, and I would liken it to the housing market, where the cost of housing rose to the point now there's been an adjustment.
Driscoll says companies that signed big contracts before the recession hit are in some cases leaving NASCAR now that those deals are up. NASCAR has implemented several cost-saving rules, such as the elimination of on-track testing, to help teams get by with less. Teams are taking steps of their own, like reducing worker pay and benefits. They're also eliminating jobs altogether. Roush Fenway Racing, home of Carl Edwards and Matt Kenseth, laid off workers right after the season ended in November. The team won't give specifics, but there are reports the layoffs totaled 150. Steve Newmark is the president at Roush Fenway.
It's an unbelievably tough situation, and I think that it's something that you have to do with care and sensitivity, because every one of these people, this was their job, and they put their blood, sweat, and tears into it, and we have a great appreciation for that.
It's hard to say just how many NASCAR workers have been laid off. Teams rarely disclose the numbers of jobs they cut. NASCAR doesn't keep track of, or at least make public, those records either. Talk to a higher-up in NASCAR and they'll tell you this. Yes, there are sponsorship issues, but for the first time in a few years, NASCAR has some momentum. Those TV ratings were up. It will take some time for a sponsorship to catch up, but there is reason to be optimistic. But it's also clear NASCAR is a shrinking industry. Scott Ward can tell you that.
I've never seen so many people out of work and so many teams shut down in one year until this year in my entire career.
4 years ago, Ward was making over $100,000 a year as a tire changer for Chip Ganassi Racing. Ever since, his career has been a cycle of contract work and layoff notices. He makes half of what he used to. Now he's collecting unemployment. At least four Sprint Cup-level teams that raced last year won't in 2012. Numerous teams in the Nationwide and Camping World Truck Series have also folded. Ward says contraction has made life difficult for many NASCAR workers.
Maybe all they know how to do is paint a car or be a mechanic, and they're a dime a dozen right now out of work. And if you don't know people, if you're not in the right click, you're not going to get a job. So how do you support your family?
Ward says morale among workers is terrible. If employees are lucky enough to get called back to work, they might be asked to take a significant pay cut. So at 34, Ward has had it. He wants to quit the industry and find more stable work, even if it means less money. And while those way up the NASCAR food chain say it's only a matter of time before more sponsor dollars make their way into the sport, few would be willing to say that Ward and others like him are making a poor career move. For Only a Game, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte. Shut it off, buddy, now I shut you.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. They'll come out in a t-shirt or a tank top, but once the game starts, they'll go topless. Dennis Rodman said that. He was referring to a league of female basketball players whom he thinks will draw considerable interest because, quote, "I don't know too many men that don't like a good-looking woman running up and down around the court." The idea for the topless league was not original with Mr. Rodman. During the NBA lockout, a strip club advertised topless basketball, presumably as a replacement for fans who missed Kobe Bryant, Dirk Nowitzki, and LeBron James. If that makes sense to you, well, perhaps you are Dennis Rodman.